BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's podcast. Can Chris make a triumphant comeback with his banger today? More concerns before Radio 1's New Music Friday that we are still running out of music. And Innuendo Bingo with Greg James is an absolute winner.
Scott Mills. One.
All right, Chris.
All right, Scott.
I've had a proper 90s morning, actually.
What have you done?
Obviously, I need to get a replacement phone. That's not happening yet. So went out and bought myself a nice, cheap temporary phone so I'd get hold of y'all. And just been writing people's numbers down on a bit of paper.
Hey. Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Is it that old school phone that you say have 10 text messages storage? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you've got to go through and delete ones.
That's it. Exactly that.
To get new ones in.
Look, there's all my numbers there on that scrappy bit of paper in my pocket. What is my life?
Yeah, but you are just writing people's names and numbers down on like a normal piece of paper like that. If you lose that piece of paper, which you probably will do.
This is what they did in the 90s.
That's like, do you know, there's probably some A-list names on there.
Nope, can't see any. So Greg's on Innuendo Bingo today, which I'm very much looking forward to. It's been great this week to have it back. You don't realise sometimes what you've got until it's gone. And that's true with Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, and doing it every day as well has been a right laugh.
Am I speaking to the world's number one fan of Greg James?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, what's your name?
Katie.
Hey, Katie, whereabouts are you?
In London at the moment.
Out of all the things that are great about him, what's the greatest about Greg James?
Oh my god, good question. I don't know. Everything. Everything
too,
about
too
him.
Much to mention, right?
Exactly.
Is there anything you'd change?
Nothing at all. He's perfect.
Perfect. Have you seen him do Innuendo Bingo before?
No, I have to confess I haven't.
You haven't seen it? It's brilliant when Greg plays.
Really?
It's so good. You'll get to see him very wet and it's very funny.
Amazing. Yeah. Excited.
What a Thursday lunchtime treat.
I know.
Have you found the other bingos this week, Katie?
To be honest, I've not really been watching them. I've just been looking forward to this one.
All right, so this is the only one you care about?
Yes.
Okay. Are you being watching live?
Listening live and then probably watching later as well.
Honestly, it's so much better when you watch it. It'll be on Radio 1 YouTube a bit later.
Okay, awesome.
All right, well, I'll send your regards to Greg.
Thank you.
Enjoy bingo.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Was she doing sexy voice there a little bit?
A little bit.
Hi. Yes, I can't
wait. Oh, is that your voice?
No, I'm just doing an impression of her doing it. Hi.
Gross.
I can't wait. Don't say gross. The Scott Mills Daily. Laura's been on. Laura, Sana and Chris. Just so bored studying for exams. Amy's been on saying, yep, I thought she was doing the sexy voice too to impress Greg. Yeah. And Tobias says, I have to say my life is now complete again with Innuendo Bingo back on the radio where it belongs. I've missed my cheeks hurting for months now. I think through laughing that.
I think so. It is a good time to break for revision though. You've hit on something there.
Use it as your revision break today at 1:45. Get it on your laptop if you're working on a laptop or computer, or just watch it on your phone or tablet. I'll tell you when. 1:45, Greg James getting extremely wet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's been a great week. Joe Jonas and DNCE kicks things off with the wetness on Monday. Then Tuesday, Alfie Days. That's getting a lot of views at the moment. And Laura Whitmore yesterday getting involved fully. And all of that, all of the wetness from Whitmore up online now for your pleasure. This is a bit of yesterday. Time for a classic now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Time Team on More 4.
Mm.
Now, when he's working, Tony Robinson knows exactly what he wants. But ever the gentleman, he always asks first.
John did some geophys here, and he came up with two things which look suspiciously like ditches. Naomi, can I come in your trench?
Yes,
yeah. No swearing.
I said, ha!
I know.
Mr. Stark.
The water's particularly cold this week, it seems.
Mr. Stark. It's, I don't know why this week. Maybe it's just we're not used to it. You know, it's been a while, obviously, that we haven't played Innuendo Bingo. It is cold.
Maybe I'm extra chilling it.
Are you?
Possibly. You wouldn't put that past me, would you?
No, no, just to make it a little more...
uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little more uncomfortable.
Now, you know that in this return week of In Your Bingo, we had it all set out and planned, and I promised you a bit of Max Branning for tomorrow, Jake Wood on Friday. Now, we had a call this morning. Sadly, Jake can no longer do it, but he will come back and do it at some point. So no Max Branning tomorrow.
So Wood, no Wood on Friday.
No Wood. Apologies for that. But I do have some great news. I have pulled in from a friend of mine and a friend of the show a massive favour, because we cannot end the week on a low. So I've got someone good.
We don't want to do empty chair.
No. I've got someone good. So in replacement of Jake Wood, tomorrow I bring you... Caroline Flack.
Yes.
That's a good one, right?
Flack Friday.
It's a Flack Friday.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to have to do in return, but I've called in a massive favour here. She's like, okay, I'll do it for you. So that's happening tomorrow at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg James.
Hello. Nice to see you all sober.
How are you?
Excited beyond belief.
There is excitement in the air, Greg, because when you play bingo, it goes off.
I speak for the listeners when I say I've missed it, and I'm so pleased that it's back this week, and it's an honour to be asked to be on the first week back, and I'll out of respect to the game,
yeah.
We've decided to wear suits today.
And well, you said on your show when we were on Rage last night, you said maybe more efforts should be made with the outfits, so I feel like Juliana Rancic on E now. Who are you wearing?
Oh, right, the TV channel. I'm just wearing a sort of shiny showbiz suit that wouldn't look out of place, maybe on a Vernon Kay type figure.
It is a Family Fortunes type. It is actually.
It's very shiny. It's very showbizzy. I found it in the cupboard today and thought that screams bingo to me.
It screams ITV early evenings.
Absolutely. It's your Mulhern's. It's your Vernon Kays.
Yeah.
Your Barrymore's back in the day.
It is. It's not your Anton Dex.
No.
It's a bit cheaper than that. It's. And Chris, who are you wearing?
Scott, I'm wearing my blue short suit.
Oh, no.
Shorts, jacket, shirt, tie. And the trend at the moment is to wear that creased.
It's lovely. It's crinkled, yes. Call it.
It's like crinkle cut.
It's like it's been on your bedroom floor or something.
I can't confess. The only problem is I use this suit for everything.
I know.
Funerals and all.
This suit, if you remember, when we did a show from Wimbledon last year, I took Chris to a personal stylist, and he came up with this jazzy outfit. It's kind of sky blue, and you've got your blazer there, and you've got your little pocket square, which I'm enjoying, but also you've got where you would expect to find trousers. You've got a short.
It's really lovely.
Yeah, it's nice.
Really nice. And
if that gets wet, that could be a problem for the viewers.
The shorts are shorter than I remember.
Well, maybe you've got longer.
Maybe it's me.
Anyway, so lads, we're going to... I can hardly wait for this. If you could assume your positions
will
at
do.
The In Your Bingo area, please. And remember, you can watch this in a minute on the Radio 1 website. Make sure you watch today. Out of any of them, this is going to be fantastic.
Wear a tie.
Maybe suit up a bit. If you've got access to some posh clothes.
Yes. People should send in pictures of themselves in a tie watching bingo today.
Like, your hair. Do you know what I mean? And send us pictures on Twitter.
A bit like the Jubilee when everyone dressed up.
Yeah, that. At
like
BBC
bunting and everything.
Yeah. Get some lippy on.
Yeah. Come on. Get some makeup on your face. If you have access to bunting, put that up.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James is about to take on Inuendo Bingo again. It's like Great British Inuendo Bingo today. We've gone all posh. Chris, that suit is...
jazzy.
It's jazzy and it's getting love on Radio 1 Snapchat right
Good.
Now.
It's so jazzy. It's lovely. It's an honour to look at.
Yeah. Mm.
And Greg's gone for the classic early evening primetime ITV look.
It's so shiny, this thing.
So shiny.
I think it actually may be wiped clean, which will be beneficial.
Convenient.
Yeah, very.
Now, if you left that on your bedroom floor, my love, that wouldn't crinkle. Don't
no.
think it would.
There's nothing real about it to crinkle.
No.
It's a cheapo.
So, are you ready?
We've got posh glasses as well.
Oh, yeah, we've even broken out the glasses that we last used for Steph and Dom off of Gogglebox.
Right.
Are we ready to go?
So ready.
Let's do this.
You
okay.
ready, Christopher?
If you want to see two posh, handsome young men playing Innuendo Bingo and getting very wet, head to the Radio 1 website right now. It's a Thursday treat.
Cheers.
Yes.
It's time to witness the madness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Chin chin.
Chris,
bottoms up.
Bottoms up, and you just set up yours.
Yep.
Yes. Right, so this is always chaos when Greg's on, and I don't expect this to be any different. Watch us now on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, on your laptop, hey, on your tablet. Okay, here we go. Everyone's like, what's the Snapchat? I want to see the suit. BBC R1. Okay, water please, lads. You know how to do this. A considerable amount in your cheeks.
Is that how it is?
First, we're going to the Hairy Bikers on BBC Two. I don't know what's happening here in this clip, I've got to be honest, but Chris, you love all these shows, so maybe you'll understand a bit more than me.
Find the slit, look at that, get it in, stuff it to the gills, look at that.
Dave Myers.
This suit does not take water well.
Dave Myers there, stuffing an aubergine with garlic, of course.
Find a slit, look at that, get it in, stuff it to the gills, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Gills.
Thank you, Ryan in Manchester, for sending that one in, and we're off.
Good start.
Listen carefully to this next one. It's BBC Two Celebrity Antiques Road Trip. And curator Vicky is talking about poet John Keats. I didn't know there was a Celebrity Antiques Road Trip. Anyway, John Keats, the poet. And listen about all the perks of where John lived.
This was the house where Keats, I think, was happiest during his life. And one of the main reasons for that is it's where he fell in love. So a certain Fanny Braun actually lived in the house.
Now, that's not even the end of the clip, guys.
That was a relentless wave.
Wow.
That headed towards me there.
It was a torrent. Mm. OK, let's see if we can get to the end, please. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Oh.
So a certain Fanny Braun actually lived in the house next door and they met and a romance between them blossomed.
Oh, how wonderful.
But how convenient to have Fanny next door.
How convenient.
It is, though.
That's talking about Keats' fiancée, Fanny Braun, just next door.
Oh, how wonderful.
But how convenient to have Fanny next door.
James in Ashbourne sent that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any more clips, send them in. We can't do this without you. OK, time for a classic now on Greg James, Innuendo Bingo. And it's bingo favourite, Caroline Martin on BBC WM. Hmm. Caroline is always, always having studio problems. But it's the way she thanks the engineers that I'm impressed with.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey. Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again. I tell you, that was cheery.
Caroline there talking about the light bulbs at BBC WM. She was just pleased with them, seems to be.
It's just polite to say thanks, though, isn't it?
I'm going
to
blow them every day if I get those three back again, I tell you.
Right.
Yeah, water,
please. You know, next time we need wipe-on, wipe-off suits.
What's happening down there?
The short suit is not sort of losing the water. It's keeping it all.
Yeah. This is a great one today. Make sure you're watching. If you're not already, watch now.
It feels like that swimming lesson where you start to wear your pyjamas and get in. It's a life save.
Might have to jack it off soon.
We'll jack it off?
Maybe, just because it's getting soaked.
Okay, we are jacketing off soon.
Okay, Ali in the UEA library. You remember that place, Greg, rather?
Mm-hmm.
Says it's far too good. You never went to UEA, Chris.
No. I didn't.
No. Ben in Exeter says, I'm avoiding my dissertation very successfully by watching Innuendo Bingo. Next to a show, water please.
Yeah.
Next to a show that Chris says he hasn't seen. But Greg, let me ask you this. You know the world's most beautiful egg on BBC 4?
I was watching the Whitmore one yesterday. I lost it.
in my kitchen. I was watching that when you said, what is it called? World's Most Beautiful Egg?
Yeah, BBC 4.
Oh, my God.
Water, please.
Right.
You haven't seen it either, no?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
No.
But on series link, though.
Well, on the show, as well as telling us about some brilliant eggs from the olden days, they spoke a lot about Alexander III. Mm-hmm. And in particular, Alexander's wife, Maria, who had a unique way of cheering herself up on Easter morning.
It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection, which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning that this was the start of something huge.
Oh, can't bear it. Obviously sick.
But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning that this was the start of something huge.
Wow. Suits on Inuda Bingo is such a touch of elegance. It's brilliant, says Mickey.
Classy, isn't it?
Yes. Darren and Lewis are watching live in the van on their phone in Derby. Loving it. Chris looks like he's a child dressed up to go to a wedding.
Really? I hope that person's not a parent.
Water, please. Now, I don't want you to forget, Greg James, you might live in a nice flat in London, but I bet you're still jealous of Keats.
Oh, how wonderful.
But how convenient. Have funny next door.
You might need to reload the waters a few times for this next one.
Mm-hmm. We're running a tad low.
Oh, do you need more waters? Okay, I can sort that for you, my love.
It's like cabin crew.
Chicken or beef?
I can sort that for you, my love.
Now, you might need to reload the waters a few times for this next one, to warn you now, so...
I'm trying to hold it.
Yeah, reload. It's Gardener's Question Time on BBC Radio 4. Water, please. Now, you're about to hear from gardening expert Bunny. I'm not sure Bunny's mum would be happy with her sharing this story on national radio.
But what are the signs that you've got the box tree caterpillar and what can you do to combat it, Bunny?
Well, my mum got it last year and she has a box nursery. So for her, she was really worried. And she looked at her box and there was it was starting to look a bit off colour, shall we say, slightly wilty. So they examined it and they saw these tiny little caterpillars quite early on because they get to 4 centimetres long and they look a bit like a cabbage white butterfly. But she sprayed it with an insecticide. And that cured it. And I think this massive interest in it is because people are worried.
Now, Bunny there was talking about an invasive caterpillar capable of reducing garden hedges to bare skeletons.
Wow.
Her mum had it. Tim sent me that one.
Thanks, Tim.
Cheers, Tim.
Bottoms up, Tim.
Next clip on Inuna Bingo and more water, please.
Oh, I'm very wet.
Sticking with Radio 4. Get your waters, come on. Listener Diane is really struggling here to understand some of the benefits of travelling to Vietnam.
Now we're going to go to Diane, who's in Swindon. Diane.
Hello. Vietnam is the destination in mind. Dong, D-O-N-G, that's the...
It's just the name of a currency in Vietnam. Let's see if we can get through this, please.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, I'm going to play it to you again. Let's see if we can get through this, come on. Wow, that suit is white, Chris.
It's very wet.
Here we go.
Now we're going to go to Diane, who's in Swindon. Diane.
Hello. Vietnam is the destination in mind. Dong, D-O-N-G, that's the currency. It's largely in paper money. And I'm understanding that it takes a sort of fistful of dongs, just a small amount of daily food, etc.
Diane, I can confirm that Diane is right.
More water has been delivered.
Yeah, that's nice.
Dong. D-O-N-G.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Spelling it out, yeah. Diane.
And I'm understanding that it takes a sort of fistful of dongs.
I think I'm sure I've seen that film. Water, please.
Fistful of dongs.
More water. Oh, geez, it's been reloaded.
Cheers, mate. Oh. Okay, here we go, lads. I know it's wet, but keep going. We're going over to The Only Way is Essex. And Bobby, on the show, is on a date. I don't think this is an ideal question to ask out loud on a first date.
Do I put four fingers in or two?
Only two.
Bobby, of course, was in a pottery class.
Do I put four fingers in or two?
Alan in Merthyr Tydfil spotted that.
Alan.
Thanks, Alan. OK, another clip. Greg, now it's possibly your favourite ever clip. We're going over to the National Lottery, in it to win it. You can't even talk about it without you two losing it.
Sorry. It's my Achilles heel.
It is, really.
I've got wet legs. No, that's the problem with a short suit, isn't it?
OK. The National Lottery is in it to win it. Halfway through the question round, I worry that host Del Winton completely forgets that he's on live television.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Every single time he loves it.
Shall I accept head?
That's the best ever.
And finally, one more, lads. Come on, make it a good one. We're going over to The Taste on Channel 4. Water, please. You've really got to admire Nigella Lawson's honesty as a judge.
We have to decide on three.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Three worst. It makes me very nervous. I had two people in the bottom last week.
Honest, though.
We have to decide on three.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. Three worst.
It makes me very nervous. I had two people in the bottom last week.
That is Greg James. Innuendo bingo, day four of the return of the game, and that was absolutely fantastic, as I expected it to be. Chris, are you okay, hon? You don't look all right.
Just very wet, Greg.
Soaked.
Yeah.
Just a mess.
Always good when Greg plays. Thank you very much. Obviously bought a change of clothes, right? You wouldn't make that error.
I haven't bought a change of pants.
Oh, this is good. The Scott Mills Daily. So who's doing Real or No Real today? Greg. He is putting the work in, isn't he?
Getting our money's worth.
This is one of the things that people were complaining about on Rage Against the Answering Machine on Greg's show last night, and that was when DJs thank each other for coming on each other's shows. Well, yeah, just do your job. But thanks, Greg, for playing Real or No Real today at 3:40. That'll annoy the person that complained about that.
I feel really shaken up after that bingo.
You look a bit white. Are you okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because it's...
I mean, you always look white, but I mean, you look particularly white.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just relentlessly getting it in the face like that. After a while, it takes its toll. And there has been a week of this.
I know. And Greg is particularly good at it. As good as you at it, I would
say.
Yeah. Someone says, I don't quite understand this. Alfie Day's socks must be dry by now. Use them. What, as pants? They're socks.
It's a good point. I suppose use a bit of string. One.
Yeah, actually. Well, I'll leave that with you.
Just trying to work out the logistics of that. Did you like the suits, though? Do you think it added a nice touch?
Added a real nice touch, I thought.
I think it was like that scene in the scene in James Bond where he's in the shower and the water just slowly gets him wet, and he's one of those that looks a lot better wet in a suit.
Yeah, we've discussed this before. I'm another one of those people that actually does look better wet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dry now, but actually, if you saw me in a pool, you'd be like, yes.
Which is why you should do this bit of innuendo bingo a bit more. Because you are, you're better looking wet.
Thank you. Like, my hair slipped back, I look better. No, you're not, but I am. Definitely am. So, Fifth Harmony were in the live lounge today. Tell me about you in the toilets earlier.
Oh, yeah. So, you know where our desks are here at Radio 1, Scott? You don't come to visit very often.
Actually, that I'm not having that. I'm always in there.
I know what you're about to say. You were in yesterday.
Yes, I was.
Once.
You know, I couldn't turn that computer on, could I? Anyway, yeah, go on.
Anyway, our desks are right by the toilets here. I don't know if they've done that on purpose. But
it seems right.
What I've noticed, a new trend here at Radio 1, which is whoever's performing in the live lounge, before they perform, what they do is they go and warm up in the toilets.
Do they?
Yeah. So today, sitting at my desk, right, and start hearing all this... I thought it was screaming at first, to be honest. No, because it was just it was a loud noise. Right.
And then was it in tune, like, or was it just like a big noise?
That's not screaming, that's singing. And then I noticed a bit of harmonising, and I was like, that's really, really good. And then someone pointed out, Fifth Harmony had walked in. So what's happening is live lounge artists are going to the toilets, warming up, and we've got prime seats in the office to hear it.
Oh, so you can hear it through the door.
I tweeted it. I was like, this is amazing. Sitting at my desk there, listening to Fifth Harmony in the toilet.
Do you know, we have got so many messages about their live lounge today. So many people outside as well. Mm. And everyone calling them queens on Facebook and social media, like Twitter. It was a good one. The Scott Mills Daily. So I was having fairly important meetings after the show last night. Where are all my most important meetings held?
Well, generally in the pub, isn't
That's
it?
Right, yeah, so there I was. And I was with proper business people, having a proper business discussion, like quite serious and that. This guy comes up to me. He's like, give us a pound. Like, what? In there? Not outside or anything. I'm like, okay. I was like, what did you say? And he's kind of muttering. He's like, give us a pound. I'm like, okay. So I don't know why, because I hate conversation and British. I actually went into my wallet and went, here we are, and gave him a pound. He went, ah, see, you are a music man. Thanks, Scott. And then went up to the jukebox and put a pound in it for a play. For one play in the jukebox. Or maybe whatever it was. Why is that, though? That's really weird.
I'll tell you why, because he looked at you, saw, DJ, you should be playing the music.
Yeah, but that's what it felt like. So I give him a pound. He just scoots off to the jukebox. And he's like, oh, I knew you were a music man. Okay, then. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Okay, you've really got to pull it out of the bag today, sunshine.
I'm having an absolute mare. Did we decide on a forfeit if you lose every day?
We didn't, but what would I like it to be if you have an absolute nightmare this week and you lose every single day?
No, but it'll happen to you at some point. Is it going to be like, you know when you get seven balled on pool? Do you know what that is? And then you got to do sort of a lap of the table naked.
You might get five balled.
That's what I mean. If I get five balled...
What, a lap of the studio
lap
naked?
Lap of the studio naked. Well, as long as we both stick by the rules, I'm game for whatever forfeit you want.
I'm down for whatever, like Kelly Rowland. Hello, Shorty.
Hello.
Is that your name, Shorty?
It is.
Hiya, Shorty.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm right, thanks.
Good.
Shoddy with you. Shoddy with you. Shoddy with you. Shoddy with you. Under the mistletoe.
Get on.
Not keen? So, where are you, please?
Right, now, I'm in Accrington.
Oh, yeah, Lancashire, innit?
Lancashire.
And what do you do, please?
I'm a wagon driver, mate.
Okay, cool. So you listen every day. You are 24. That's what my showbiz spies tell me. And you have not been enjoying the choices recently on the bangers.
They could be better, but that's just being super critical, I reckon.
Okay, well, what kind of thing would you like more of or less of?
I don't know. It's something that's not too common. Do you know what I mean by that?
Something not too common, shorty.
Says the Lancashire lads. But I mean, you know, as in anything that's not too recent, but bring it right back.
Okay.
Know. Yeah, but it's a funny one. It's a funny one, this, isn't it? Because we're all still trying to find our feet with this bangers thing. And I don't know, if you go, like, really old with it, I think there's other features which cater for that better.
Yeah. I'm hearing you.
But okay. I think he is, yeah.
I don't know.
Mostly, do you choose Chris's ones or my ones?
It's a mixed bag, if I'm honest.
Okay.
It is a mixed bag.
All right, well, let's hope that Chris gets better today as we play bangers. Shoddy with you.
Shoddy with you.
Shoddy with you. Go on. He hates it. Right, what have you got, Chris?
All right, I've got a right tune today, Scott. I'm coming back with this one. It's Zed and Foxes with Clarity. Oh, don't do that to me, Shorty. This is probably my favourite Zed song.
If I could pick any song by Zed. We gon' rock this club. Yeah, Glass. Tayo Cruz, come on. Oh, it's going to be a close one today. I can feel it. Don't hoo him.
Come on, Shorty. Do you know what? I know I should be winning this one today.
This is a great song. Good pop. Okay.
All right.
Oh, heck.
I don't want to. I don't want to get five balled here.
Right.
Yeah, well, stop talking about it.
I'm gonna have a think. I'll tell you what, though. It's not the worst choices I've heard from both ends. But okay. there is, for me, a very, very apparent winner here.
Right. And what do you think is the one that is most appropriate? Shouting with you.
I'll ring every day just for that. Right, here goes. My reasoning behind this choice, fellas, is because when I'm in a nightclub, if it'll get me dancing, I'm going to choose it. That's how I dictate every day with your bang, you see?
Yeah.
So, today, I'm sorry, Chris, it is Tayo Cruz, so it is...
No way! I hit the floor cause that's my plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands. Give me some space for both my hands. You, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah, yo, baby, let's go. Cause we gon' rock this club. We gon' go all night. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite. Cause I told you once, now I told you twice. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite. I totally forgot about that, and it did sound good. Tayo Cruz, where is he? Where are you, Tayo Cruz? That was Dynamite on BBC Radio 1. It's happened again.
Nah, I don't. I actually get it with a couple of the other ones, but I think with that one, I think that was a wrong decision. Right. I hate to say it, shall we? No, actually, I'm a little bit disappointed in everything right now.
Oh, you're very quiet during that song. Normally, we have a little dance, don't we? A little rave up, but not happening today. So headphones on, head down, isn't it?
I was going to put it down to just a bad week. It was just a bad week. It happens every now and then.
It does, you know. But we'll get a bit back on tomorrow at 2:40.
We'll do one more tomorrow and then let's just start again next
4-0.
Week.
4-0. Well, yeah, that's what we always do anyway.
You're being a right idiot about things.
We fall out now every day on this.
No, because there's you could be dignified about...
I am being dignified.
You're not dignified in your vitriol
at all. I'm high-pitched again. I'm being dignified. Okay, right, listen. I want you to win tomorrow. I really do. I promise.
That's patronising now.
Oh, God. Can't win. The
Scott Mills Daily. Scott, there is a big problem on the horizon here at Radio 1.
What now?
And do you know what? I thought no one was listening to me about this. I've been wanging on about this for a while now. And I really don't feel like I've been taken seriously up to now.
You don't feel people are listening, no?
No. I've got a theory that Radio 1 has a huge issue that's going to head its way due to the fact that we're running out of music.
Not again.
Yeah. Seriously, Scott, think about it. There's only a certain combination of notes you can have in a song before we basically run out of combinations, we run out of songs, and we'll have a horrible situation where all our new music that we play on Radio 1 is old music.
Yeah. And for a Radio 1, a new music station, that is a headache.
It's a nightmare. It's stressing me out. Yeah. It doesn't seem to be stressing out any of the management here at Radio 1.
Well, what about the new bloke that's in charge of music?
Well, exactly. So I thought no one was listening to me, but here he comes like a wrecking ball. Chris Price, legend, here at Radio 1, right? This guy's in charge of the music.
All the music.
Yeah. He's a powerful man here at Radio 1, and he's listened to me. He sees that there's a problem coming up, so what does he do? A couple of weeks into the job, he launches New Music Friday.
It's happening tomorrow.
Which begins from tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's loads of artists that you know, loads that you want to know about, and it's brand new music every single Friday.
Exactly. Because he sees the situation for what it is, in that unless something is done, there is a real chance here at Radio 1... that new music is no longer going to become a thing. We need to highlight the new music.
So are we doing one last one of these to kind of get it out of the way before New Music Friday tomorrow?
Yes, that's exactly what I thought we could do.
Okay.
Just before it starts tomorrow. Thank goodness Chris Price is here to save the day.
I know. Without him, there's no hope.
Without him, Radio 1 really needs to have a little think at what it's going
to
become.
Needs to have a word with itself.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other great thing about this situation, and it is a positive, is that so many people who listen to our show have been on the hunt for songs that sound like other songs.
Mm. And I'm guessing you've got a selection of those for us now.
Yeah, I've got a selection of them here. And I'd just like to say thank you to everyone that has made me aware of some of these that you're about to hear.
Okay, so what have you got?
Right, Scott, I'd like to kick things off. It's a new band, actually, DNCE.
New band, but old sound, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they came in, they played Innuendo Bingo. We love them very much here.
This is Joe Jonas's band. They were great, actually, on Bingo.
They've got a song called Cake by the Ocean.
Very familiar with it. It's played on Radio 1 all the time.
You hear that guitar bit in the background?
Yeah, I can't really imagine what this sounds like.
But it's very, very familiar. Do you remember a song by the White Stripes?
Oh.
Seven Nation Army there.
Yes. It is quite similar, isn't
Can
it?
Can you hear that?
Yes. DNCE? Hmm. Yeah, I can hear it.
They've done Seven Nation Army, but they've just done... Dun, 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 dun. Do you know what I mean? They've just done the same note a few more times.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. It's the same.
All right. Live Lounge today. Fifth Harmony.
Oh, no, what?
All right, they were good, weren't they?
They were good.
They've got a song out called Work From Home. Loads of people spotted this one, Scott. Sounds like an old Daniel Bedingfield song.
No, it doesn't.
It does, though. Gotta get through this.
Yeah, maybe a bit slowed down. Okay, I take your point.
Yeah, look, some of them as well. The tempo's going to be different, Scott. What I'm talking about is the combination of notes, though.
Anyone can speed it up or slow it down and be like, oh, it's a new song.
Yeah.
It's not, though.
We can see right through what you're trying to do. Oh, and I should say at this point, for legal reasons, that it's not... We can't claim that anyone's copying other music. It's not your fault. There's just... You're running out of a combination of notes.
Yeah. It's not your fault.
Okay, would you like another one?
I would, actually.
This is a song by Sia called Cheap Thrills.
Oh, I like this one with Sean Paul. Everyone knows this.
Well, they think they do. It's because it sounds like something old. Alejandro.
Gaga. Dance you and me. Oh dear.
I mean, the only difference is Sean Paul.
Yeah. If this had Sean Paul on it, it would be exactly the same. Or at least very similar. Okay, I get it. Got any more?
I've got a couple more, yes.
No way. I'm really pleased we're getting all this out of the way before New Music Friday hits tomorrow, are you?
Yeah, oh, totally. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Thank the Lord that the new head of music has arrived. And he's bringing some new music with him because there's a problem on the horizon here.
He's like the UK's very own Batman.
He is.
He's like a superhero. He's come here, he's doing his thing, he's making some changes.
And tomorrow on Radio 1, you will hear all of the new music from people that you know and love, some people or artists that you don't know but you'll want to know. And he's bringing that with him 2 weeks into the job.
Mm.
What a guy.
And we do need it because there is a real problem that Radio 1 faces that he clearly recognises, that there's a chance we might run out of new music. So we need to shine a light on the new music we've got right now. Because there's only a certain combination of notes, you know? Unless someone creates new notes, we're going to run out at some point.
And this has been your concern for some time now, and no one's listened until now.
Mm. I just think every now and then I'm listening to the radio, I think that song sounds like something else. And then you work out what song it sounds like and you think, oh no.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Because you've already got that other song. You don't need a sort of second version of it.
What have you got next?
Okay. Next up is an artist that we love, actually, Gabrielle Aplin.
Mmm.
This is beautiful.
Oh, song. Salvation. I like this.
I love this song. Anyway, I was listening to the 10-minute takeover, and I heard this song by One Republic. It's a bit Who.
Oh.
It's the same.
It's not exactly, oh, it's not the same, exactly Chris. The same. I can't, yeah, say it's the same.
Not allowed to say that. No.
Apologise, One Republic and Timbaland. And Gabrielle? Oh.
It's, oh, too late.
Too late to apologise. Oh. Yes, I understand the similarities there, I do. Someone needs to call Gabrielle Aplin and tell her immediately. Yeah, definitely similar. What else?
I've got some new music here from a band called Vant. This is Fly By Alien.
Playing this a lot.
The guitar in the background sounds like quite an old song by a group called the Rogue Traders.
No way! My jam at the time. Oh, come on.
It's very similar, Scott. It's very similar.
Good.
I'd like to thank Kippers on Twitter, who sent me that one, actually.
Thanks, Kippers. And one final one, Chris.
Yeah, I've got one for the road here. I'd say this is my favourite one. The creme de la creme, if you will. Mm. You know the new song Victorious by Panic at the Disco?
Yes.
It's a good song.
It is good. But how are we running out of music on this one?
Well, it's because it sounds exactly the same as Inspector Gadget.
Oh, no.
Inspector Gadget.
Oh. Yeah, that's an issue.
That's a big one.
What are they going to do?
They're going to have to get their Go-Go Gadget lawyers. The Scott Mills
Daily. BBC Radio 1. 5 seconds of summer. It's good to have them back here at Radio 1 this morning with Grimmy. Did you hear it? Speaking to all of the listeners, well, not all of them, but a fair bit of them.
Do you have a question for the band?
I was wondering, could you please sing Pizza Live on Radio Shelf, please?
Oh, God.
We can do a dramatic reading.
What about? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Michael wants another slice. Michael wants another slice. Michael wants another slice of pizza. Pizza.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Really got me that.
That was beautiful.
I mean, if you're a Five Sauce fan, you'll know all about that pizza melody there. BBC Radio 1. Go to the BBC Radio iPlayer app. Have you got this app yet? Just go to where your apps are, search for BBC iPlayer Radio app, and you can listen again to Five Sauce. Maybe you couldn't listen this morning. Maybe you're on your way to school already and you missed them. Five Sauce, listen again on the iPlayer Radio app. It's free. And there'll be a video later for you on the YouTubes. The Scott Mills Daily. You are on again.
Sorry, I'm on again.
No, don't apologise.
I'm going to be sick of myself by four as well. Don't worry. I have to live with it.
Bingo is great today. Thank you so much.
What a pleasure.
Yeah, really good one.
You feeling all right? I was a bit shivery earlier. I finished.
He looked white as a sheet, more than normal when he'd finished.
I came back in and it like I'd been involved in an incident.
You had been.
It was a bit weird.
I've had to hang everything up outside by the desks. You know those desks that you don't go near, Scott?
Yeah.
I've had to hang up my pants around there.
Oh, well, that's why I don't go, and one of the reasons. Yeah. All of the bingos from this week are on BBC iPlayer, so you can have a look. DNCE and Joe Jonas, Alfie Days, Laura Whitmore, and yours will all be there.
I watched the Whitmore one last night on the iPlayer.
It's good, isn't it?
Did you?
Did you treat yourself and watch yourself on the telly?
Yeah, I feel very proud of it.
Set the scene.
What? I was just at home.
In bed?
No, just in the living room. Just in the living room, put it on the big telly. It sat back. I was like, this is great. I've got full screen bingo, the boys and Whitmore.
It's when you see it up there with things like, you know, the night manager.
Yeah. That's true. It's right next to it. Yeah. Because...
Yeah, I checked. I checked last night. Mm. Went through the home screen on iPlayer. I was like, look at it sitting there amongst those other ones.
There it is next to Happy Valley.
Where it should be.
Do you know, you're right. Do you know what? It stands up though. It does stand up.
It doesn't seem abnormal it being there. O.J. Simpson trial, night manager, innuendo bingo.
Yeah, and 13th series of Cuckoo.
But it's 10 minutes, that Whitmore one. So I was like, okay, I've got 10 minutes, have a bit of dinner. And then it's great.
Light a candle.
Lit a candle.
It's
you
short
know.
Enough, isn't it? So you don't get bored. It's good.
Before you know it.
Yeah. And here's Real or No Real.
Former X Factor judge Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini's comeback single is a duet with Reggie and Bowley.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Reggie Yates.
Now,
with Reggie and Yates. Bowley.
Now, of course, she was a huge supporter of them when she... when she got them in her category on X Factor. Mash it up, mash it up, mash it up.
Hey. Is that how the song finished?
No, that's should be. That's what they used to chant when Reggie and Bolly were on every week.
One day when you do a single, that'll be the chorus. You'll be like, mash it up, mash it up, mash it up. Hey.
Well, I can't wait for Reggie and Bolly in the live lounge at some point.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Surely.
Can't be far away now.
Could be quite a long wait.
Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini, now she is saying that she is leaving X Factor to concentrate on her music, and like she was their absolute favourite, she took them to the final, so surely this isn't too out of the equation, is it?
That story, by the way, that was front page the other day. All the things in the whole world, Cheryl not doing something next time is front page news.
Until she gets reinstated again.
Mm. Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, we all see that coming, don't we? I assume.
Out of all the things, the editor of that paper's gone, shove that on. Put that, make it bigger, make the font bigger. Someone's not doing something for a year, put it on.
I hope Reggie and Bolly come back. That'd be good.
I can see it happening. Real or no real? Are they collaborating?
No real.
No, why not? She's kind of their mentor, isn't she, still? So I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No, Cheryl does have plans to release new music. No immediate plans. She is giving up X Factor to focus on her tunes, but no word of Reggie and Bolly collaboration right now.
You know how I knew that was not real? It's because it wasn't on the front page anywhere.
That's true. And next.
For only one day a year, Irish cafes are accepting poems in place of payment for your coffee.
Oh, great.
Come on.
Great.
Or surely not.
A nice little limerick, maybe.
Well, so instead of paying, you just go, there was a young man from blah, blah, blah.
Go on.
Who swallowed blah, 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 blah. And that's a free latte, cheers. I'm not actually going to do one.
Thanks for inviting me to your party. I hope that this is a free latte.
Yes.
Oh, does it need to be a coffee-related poem?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
The coffee in here was sound. I'm not going to part with a pound.
No, it doesn't even need to be about coffee. I think it could be anything, Greg.
Oh, okay, fine.
I like the look of your face.
Yes. And? Oh. You should have reserved me a space.
Oh, you're good at this. You're really good at this.
Thank you.
Well, I say, I like the look of your face. And then knowing all the way through that you're not going to be able to finish it off.
I wasn't, do you know what? I wasn't thinking ahead. I just thought, do you know what? Start it.
I like the look of your face. That's just blank.
Imagine that was at the checkout, though, at the when he's finished to pay. And she's just going, yeah, what?
Complete the poem and it will be free.
Irish cafes.
I can't complete it. I haven't thought it through.
I just said I like the look of your face. So, are Irish cafes offering, in return for a little poem, free coffees? Real or no real?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Real.
If real, we need to test this. So I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
It is. To celebrate World Poetry Day, a selection of Irish cafes are accepting a written or spoken poem as payment for your morning coffee.
Great.
When? Do we know when World Poetry Day is? Is it soon?
I think it was last week, wasn't it?
Oh, please don't say it's happened.
I think it's already happened.
If we're late to the table on this one.
Oh, so it was the 21st of March.
I was going to say it was a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
And finally...
So I got loads of free coffee that day.
Britain's Got Talent judge Amanda Holden has such a crush on Rick Astley that it makes her fall over.
So this is an 80s pop star called Rick Astley.
Rick Rolling, literally.
Off of Rick Rolling.
Yeah, she rolls.
Never Gonna Give You Up. Now, Amanda Holden, every time she sees Rick Astley, how often can that be? Falls over.
Depends how many times a day she searches for him online.
True.
Because is it in person?
Surely I think
in person or just...
It must be in person. Can't you just Google someone, like, oh, fall over?
Does anyone make you fall over when you see them?
No.
Any famous that you've ever interviewed who are like, oh, yeah?
Well, no, there was one time, terrible incident with the Pussycat Dolls, where I went, hi! And then they all came in. This is at the height of their fame. And I went, hi! And went too back far on the chair and went... actually fell over backwards in the chair, yeah.
Oh, love.
But you only did damage to yourself, right? You've never injured a pop star.
No, it's just I didn't actually damage myself, but it's just the thing of like, okay, right, I've literally fallen backwards, listen, like that, and the Pussycat Dolls are right there. It's kind of embarrassing. Mm.
Did they help you up?
No.
Oh.
Not one of them.
What do? Just trample over you?
No, they were at your side of the desk, so they were over there and just lolling.
Just laughing at you.
Yeah.
Have you ever fallen over in front of a pop star?
I don't think I have. No.
Have you?
I don't think so. I was trying to think. No.
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 No. So Amanda Holden with Rick Astley just makes her fall over every time she's got that much of a crush on him.
I don't know what her type is, so I'm just going to go...
Les Dennis, famously.
I forgot about that.
Les Dennis was her type. She married Les Dennis.
She did.
Does Rick Astley look anything like Dennis?
No. Les Dennis, of course, most recently in Coronation Street off of Gale.
Yeah.
Off of Gale? Is him and Gale going out on Coronation Street?
No, they were going out, and now he was going out with someone else on there. And then I think she's left. I think he was going out with Gale's love rival. Not love rival, neighbour.
Right.
Not love rival, neighbour.
I
always get those two confused.
No, I suppose kind of a love rival. He started going out with her, and now I don't know what the situation is.
Oh, I thought that Les...
No, because the builder moved in.
Oh, God, you really do know Coronation Street right now, don't you?
I'm
pleased that Les has moved on to Gale.
Yeah, and also he's not called Les in the show. That's his real name. Real or no real, Amanda Holden and Rick Astley makes a fall over.
I think he is Les in the show, is he as well?
Is he?
I might be wrong with that.
Well, that makes it less confusing for him, doesn't it?
Because because when I see people like him on Coronation Street, I don't think they're acting. Yeah. I think occasionally when you get a certain famous that's known for something else other than Coronation Street on a show like Coronation Street or EastEnders or any other soap, I generally think that's what they are like.
Oh, definitely. When you watch EastEnders and you see Danny Dyer walk into the Queen Vic, you go, oh, it's Danny Dyer.
It's Danny Dyer.
Yeah, you do.
You don't go, there's Mick. You go, oh, it's Danny Dyer. Look,
it's the same as when we had Danny Dyer's son in for Inuendo Bingo?
Yes,
same.
Danny Dyer's son?
In the show.
On the show.
Oh, right. Okay.
But is it his son in real life?
No.
As well?
No.
No.
His name's Danny Boy, isn't it, in real life? But he is not acting. He is exactly that Cockney in real life.
Yeah.
Real or no real? Amanda Holden, I'll ask you again for the fourth time. And Rick Astley.
Going once, going twice, no real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
It's true. On this morning's Lorraine, Amanda Holden took a tumble after meeting Rick Astley and admitted that she did get a little giddy because she's a massive fan.
Oh, there you go.
That does suggest that every time... It kind of like led you down the path of every time she meets him, she falls over, which is not true. It did happen today, though. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
Greg wins. I got 10, Greg got 20.
Yay.
And today...
Today on the show, we have film reviews with Ali Plum. We also have Ricky Gervais at 10 past 5 today.
Yes. Tomorrow we're back from 1 o'clock and day 5 of Inuendo Bingo with Caroline Flack at 1:45.